Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information. The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor Fisherman's Wharf provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Come catch the Elite Series main stage show, Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, a thrilling murder mystery playing June 3rd through July 3rd. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, please call 805-48 5118. That's 805-483-5118 or visit www.elitetheater.org. Let's get it started
in here. Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I do want to remind you of our morning shows. If you haven't tuned in with us, oh my gosh, you need to do that. We'd love to have you. And of course, it's all about starting your day in a positive way. And of course, from 6 to 8 every Saturday. So I'd love to share that with you. I do want to remind you that our phone number here is 805-419-0008, and that is the number that is going to connect you to all of our giveaways, and I'd love to share that with you. And of course, there's tons of things that we're going to give away. So we are going to have Tom talk about those really quick.
Let's do those right now. Famous Dave's, 20 years of Texas beef brisket, done the right way on Sea Glass Way in Oxnard. Paul Martin's seasonal and delicious menu featuring free-range natural meats along with poultry, located in the promenade at Westlake Village. Lure Fish House, experience their top-tier seafood experience complete with fresh local produce at 60 South California Street, Ventura. Also, the Veggie Grill has a variety of healthy choices from chicken wraps to fish tacos. Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, whose quality ingredients range from sustainable seafood to freshly made salsa off of North Rose Avenue in Oxnard. You can have a blast at the Surf and Suds Beer Festival happening
today.
This weekend.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
Boom. Just
yeah.
like that.
There
All of go. Those fun things you can do with Kim if you win.
There you go. And of course, you didn't mention the Circus Vargas and of course, Rubicon. And of course, all of those are happening and we've got tickets for them. And of course, I'd love to share that with you. I do want to remind everybody to get out to Strawberry Festival today. And of course, Surf and Suds today. And all those things are happening. And there's no reason that you can't be out there having a great time. So we'd love to share that. What I'd love to do is give away some tickets to Rubicon. Everybody loves Rubicon Theater, and of course We just had James in here, and he's going to be premiering as Clarence Darrow. And, of course, this is a one-person tour, a one-person show, and I can't wait to see him in it. And, of course, it's all about controversial trial lawyer. And that starts May 25th through the 12th, so I'd love to share that with you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Our first guest today is Larry Kotlikoff. How do you pronounce your last name?
Kotlikoff.
There you go. And you are the author of Get What's Yours. I love that. The Secret of Maxing Out Your Social Security. Also joining me today is Juliana Thiessen, and she's going to be talking about Casa Pacifica Angels Food and Wine Brew Festival, and that's happening June 5th. Again, we have tickets to all of these great events, and of course, we would love to share them with you. Let's start off with our first guest, Larry. How are you?
Good. Yeah, it's the book's called "Get What's Yours: The Revised Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security," and it just came out. We had to revise it much sooner than we thought. The first edition came out February a year ago. It became a New York Times number one bestseller and was on the bestseller list for 6 months. But the Congress and the administration changed the law in November, and it changed it pretty dramatically. So in many ways, things are even more complicated for people.
So they just changed everything, and so people don't really even know what the new rules or regulations are?
Well, a lot of people are in the dark, and they were in the dark even before
they
changed, because the system has close to 3,000 rules and hundreds of thousands of rules about those rules in their program operating manual system. So the basic rules are in their handbook. So the thing is wickedly complex. It was built for bureaucrats, not for people. And if you don't know what you're doing, you can easily get the wrong, lose bits, and it can be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. You could lose $120,000, as my friend Glenn almost did when he didn't know anything about widower benefits. One of my co-authors, I made him $50,000 over tennis just by making sure he got spousal benefits. So,
wow.
And now they put some restrictions on the spousal benefits. That's really what the thrust of the new law is. But
so, Larry, really, what did you do before this, and how do you know all this?
Okay, so I'm a professor of economics at Boston University. I started a company, and we have a program called MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com. MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com. It's a $50 software program that helps you figure out what's the best strategy out of the potentially millions of strategies to follow to get the highest lifetime benefits. And I had to learn all these rules as a part of programming up with my engineers what the provisions are so that we get everything right for people. And then Paul is involved in PBS NewsHour's he's a PBS NewsHour correspondent, Paul Solomon. We're playing tennis. I got him the $50,000. He said, "You should start to write a column for PBS NewsHour," and I started doing that. And then he also suggested that we write a book. And then we got a third co-author, who's a personal finance columnist, and we wrote this book with three different styles. And I think Paul's very funny, so it's a humorous book that I think got people, it kept them reading, even though it's a boring topic to begin with.
Right. But now, why doesn't the Social Security Administration help Americans find out what they're really owed?
So their staff is, Social Security is really the last place you want to go to ask people for help about Social Security, because the staff is paid very poorly. They're very poorly trained. They're overworked. And they're absolutely 100% sure they know what they're doing, but they're very often 100% wrong, and they're also very arrogant and can be very misleading. They're not all arrogant, but I've heard a lot of people that, I've personally interacted with some of the staff, and I've been amazed at the level of arrogance that people are faced with. So Social Security is the last place you want to go for advice. You want to, I would say, read the book. It's only a few bucks at Amazon or your local bookstore, which is better to use, and or Barnes and Noble or whatever. And then the software is $50. So the combination of the two things will set you up for telling Social Security. custody what to do rather than asking them.
So is there any, I know there's spousal, right? I mean, if somebody passed away and they were collecting Social Security, then the whoever's the survivor would actually keep it, correct? Or
yeah,
be able to...
There's nine different benefits. There's child and care benefits for if you've got young children. You're taking benefits. Your spouse can take a child and care benefit if you've got a young child collecting on your work record or a disabled child. There's child benefits, disabled child benefits. There's benefits for widows. There's benefits for spousal benefits for divorcees who were married for 10 years. For widowed divorcees, divorcees who became widowed, they also can get divorce widow benefits or widower benefits. There are benefits for parents. If you're supporting your parent, you drop dead, your parent can get 82.5% of your full retirement benefits. So there are all these different benefits.
Really? Now, what about parents passing away?
I'm sorry, say again?
Parents passing away if you're older and you're...
If your parents pass away and you're a child, if you're in school, you can collect on your parents' record, and your surviving mom or dad can collect a what's called a mother or father's benefit while you're still in school, or if you're disabled, they can collect a mother or father's benefit while you're a disabled child.
Right, right. But not, and now what about kids that are have special needs? Is there Social Security for that?
Disabled children, if they were disabled before 22 and they did not earn too much money so that they stayed disabled in Social Security's definition, and this is one of the gotchas that we list in the book. We have secrets and gotchas. If you have a disabled child and you think, gee, it's a great thing, let me pay a friend to hire my son who's disabled because it'll make my son feel better. Well, that could make them disqualify them for benefits on your work record when you start taking your benefits for the rest of their lives, and also after you're dead, because they can collect child survivor benefits, which they won't be able to do if they haven't been viewed as a disabled child.
Okay.
So there are all these gotchas, these little things that you have to avoid that Social Security doesn't really work you over, which they will. They won't tell you that you are due benefits. They will give you advice that will cost you money. You need to be very afraid of Social Security. That's the basic thing. That's one of the things we're trying to get across. The other thing we're trying to get across is that people should not think about longevity risk, which Social Security is trying to ensure the way they are, which is to treat it as a... as something you would ignore and not deal with. It's important that people
is there a law
that you can live to 100, and you need to realize that Social Security is insuring against that by giving you much higher benefits if you wait to collect them longer, and then you'll get a much bigger number for the rest of your life.
So it's better to wait.
In general, it is, but it's not always the case.
Right, but especially, is there even going to be any for us? What do you think?
Well, Social Security is broke. We do discuss that. There's no question it's terribly broke, but I think they're not going to cut benefits directly. I think they're going to do it through the back door, nickel and dime us on taxes and other ways. So I don't think we should.
Walk away from it. Yeah.
You know, walk away from our benefits and not think about what we're doing or think that they're going to be cut after we start taking them. That would be political suicide for the politicians.
Wow.
So, but I think there's a lot of things to be learned from this book. It's easy reading, very inexpensive. It's called Get What's Yours, The Revised Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security. And I really recommend it. It's a national bestseller for a reason. And then the software will be very helpful.
And what do we find on the software? What do you get on the software?
You find the software at maximizemysocialsecurity.com, and that's very inexpensive too. I mean, if we're talking about tens of thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands, it could be up to $400,000 that our software can help you make. Well, not $400,000. I would say $350,000. And so, $50 shelling that out to figure out what to do is worth it.
Yeah, but I just, is it like a workbook or is it a program?
No, it's a little program. It's an online program.
Okay.
Yeah, you just plug in your data and it tells you the answer.
Okay.
And then also lets you try different options.
Okay. Well, perfect. Well, thank you so much. And Larry, where do we find your book and this website?
Okay. The book is at, it's called Get What Yours, The Revised Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security. You can get it at your local bookstore, at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble online. Just look for Get What's Yours, and that's the title of the book. And the way you go to get the software is you just go to MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com.
All right. Well, perfect. Well, thank you so much for sharing that here on our show, the
Kim
Pagano Show. You got it.
Okay.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break, and I'd love to give something away. And, of course, I've got tickets to Elite Theater. And come check out Elite Theater's Agatha Christie's The Mouse Trap, and that's playing through May 15th. They're located on Victoria. And I'm telling you, it's so fun to go to different plays and stuff around here. And so I'd love to get a pair of tickets out to somebody. So call me right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And, of course, Elite Theater Company is over off of Channel Island Harbor. And I'd love to share that. If you want to go check out their website, go to www.elitetheater.org. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
The California Strawberry Festival is among the top festivals in the nation, with over 50 food booths, contests, rides and attractions, over 200 arts and crafts vendors, concerts, celebrity chef demonstrations, and family fun. The 2016 California Strawberry Festival in Oxnard is the perfect summer kickoff, with proceeds benefiting the community in a big way. Join us on May 21st and 22nd, 2016, for an unforgettably sweet experience. Please visit www.strawberry-fest.org. For more info, that's www.strawberry-fest.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to do some giveaways, and we love to give back to our listeners. And Annalise, you've been helping me out calling all our calls. We get so many, and we want to hear from you out there. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And I've got some Roadshow Revival tickets. And of course, that's Saturday and Sunday, June 25th and 26th. And of course, it's over at Mission Park Ventura. And oh my God, there's going to be some major music over there. And I'd love to share that with you. Also, if you don't win tickets here and you want to know more about it, you can go to www.roadshowrevival.com. And of course, I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. We're all over the place. We always are posting stuff to win. And at the same time, we're always sharing all these great events that are going on out here. And I'm so glad to be a part of all of them. If you have a business or an event that's happening and you want the Kim Pagano Show to talk about it or share it with all of our listeners, we'd love to hear from you. And all you have to do is call us at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, or you can email us at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Elise, you got a little shout out for us?
Yeah, I just wanted to remind listeners about the 30th annual Ojai Wine Festival. It's Ventura County's premier tasting event. It's returning to Lake Casitas on Sunday, June 12th from 12 to 4 p.m. Admission includes unlimited tastings of over 60 wines and 30 craft beers. Join them for an afternoon of live music, amazing food, artisan vendors, and the best selection of beer and wine on the California coast.
There you go. And you're going to be there with me, aren't you?
I am going to be
there. We're going to have a table out there, and we'll be able to meet all of our listeners. So we hope that you guys join us out there. I do want to take a couple moments, and I just thought these motivating quotes will actually help start your day off right. And we're all about starting your day in a positive way. And sometimes you just don't feel it. And so these are some of the ways that some great people have started their day. But there's no shame in looking elsewhere for the motivation, especially when the world is so full of people and dishing it out and stuff. And so sometimes you just look for other ways. So the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. And you just need to do something, one thing that's going to make a difference in your life. Number two is 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the ones you did do. So throw off those bow lines, sail away from safe harbor, catch the trade winds in your sails, and explore, dream, and discover.
I love that.
Yeah, because you know what? So many of us are like, oh, I coulda, woulda, shoulda. Don't live with that. Just get up every day and say yes, yes. Even if it's yes, I'll be there tomorrow, or yes, I'll do it the next time you ask me, or yes, I'll meet you in an hour later. Just say yes to life, and that's what it's all about. We went to sushi, and I said, say yes to life. Remember your husband?
Right.
Yeah. But whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So be careful what you really think about, okay? And, you know, I mean, when we get that thought in our mind, it's really it's like a silent prayer. And so you got to be careful what you're thinking, what you're putting out there. And use everything in life as your intention. What is your intention? How do you want to end up? Because you're putting that intention out there. Another one is, I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed. So never, 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 never give up. Another one is, it does not matter how slowly you go, so long as you do not stop. And so these are all really great ways. Another one is, identify is a prison you can never escape, but the way to redeem your past is not to run from it, but to try to understand it and use it as a foundation to grow. So some of us is like, oh, it's my parents. I should have. If I would have been born a winner, you know, change it today. Every day is it's like a new plate. It's like you've kind of wiped it away and you start all over. So, and are you guys liking these? Are you liking them?
They're wonderful.
Yeah. So business opportunities are like buses. They're always another one coming. Right? Okay. So, you know, what do they say? If it's too good to be true, it might probably be. Yeah. So you got to, question yourself. But the question isn't who is going to let me. It's who's going to stop me.
Sure.
Yeah. A big shout out also is I went to National Associated Women's Business. And oh my God, there's so many amazing venues out there to get motivated and to be inspired. And I just think there's something for everyone, and you can go out there and really, be a part of all these great support groups and to just walk in. And even if you're shy or if you're not, just walk in and be a part of something. And all of a sudden, you know, you're going to be invigorated to do something different. And so
I think it's all, you know, about being positive. Like you said, you know, it's about saying yes, and it's about finding reasons to do something instead of reasons not to do it.
Right.
You know, just simple little changes in the way you think of things.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting? I posted this on Facebook. Is it was actually a Marine, a sergeant, and he said the one thing which he went through the whole training, and they made his bed every morning, and he was like, how does this have anything to do with my training? Did you see that on my Facebook or on Facebook?
Yeah, it's a good one.
It was
good.
A great one. Mm-hmm. But if you do that one thing by making your bed every single day, you've already accomplished one thing. And even if you never make it out of the house, right, you come back and you have a nice made bed. But the training of just continuously being consistent, is that what it was basically?
Yeah, John Wooden also had one that's so similar to that. He was a great basketball coach, the Wizard of Westwood for UCLA.
Right.
And when the great players out of high school would come to him, you'd say, okay, everybody sit down. Here's your socks. Now, this is how you put them on. And you put it up like this. And then when you put your foot in the shoe, this is how you tie the laces. And some of these people, like Lew Alcindor, who is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, would stare at him thinking, this man's a nut.
Yeah.
He's just out of his mind. He's what is the deal? This guy. And then they realized everything. It was just, you do it right, you do it disciplined, and you just do it, and you complete the task. And he always felt if he got the players to do that and they're in agreement, everything else will follow. But putting on your shoes and socks
for a kid
who's 18 coming in to be a star at UCLA, the winningest basketball coach for titles, and they're thinking, this is what he's giving me. But all of them, in the end, they got it. He was that guy.
Because what do they say? We all put our socks and shoes on the same way. And if you get that, then we all are equal. And that means you could do anything, right?
So that's the deal. The greatest coach in the world with basketball, it all started off with socks to
putting
shoes.
Putting on your shoes and socks.
And that was it. And that's why he is great. And a lot of the people who think, oh, those are set, but are you doing them?
No.
You know, it's that thing.
It's kind of, it's a little bit rigid, but it's something that's really, it's all discipline.
And then once you get that, you can kind of mess with stuff. And then that's when you start getting it.
Is there anything, Tom, that you do that, I mean, I know you live and breathe here, okay, but what is your regimen, like something that you do that starts your day off in a positive way?
Probably just getting, because I wake up sometimes a little cranky because I get up at around
2:45.
That's me, little Miss Sunshine over here, Mr. Sunshine, Mr. Sunshine. I get here, and once I start rolling with it, it's okay.
Yeah, you're
but
on stage.
But driving, and it's like, okay, I've got to start. But then it just rolls.
Do you do self-talk?
Yeah, a lot of times.
Yeah.
And I read things to myself. But the other thing is I go to the gym just about every day just to, and I really blow it out.
If it wasn't for that,
it would be like a glass of heroin.
I don't say that sarcastically. Yeah,
it's something that I do to
instead
to
release
of drinking.
If
it's golf, but it's also good for you. So I just go there and I do that. So getting up early and getting here and just getting into it and saying, this, I got it. It's not I got to do it again. It's I get to do it again.
I don't have to go to the gym.
I get to go to the gym.
Right.
And people say, oh, you're just playing with words. But it's a completely different mindset.
No, and I totally agree with you. And, you know, and that's how I live my life the same way is I go, all right, I have another day of doing what I love doing.
And if there's going to be a little addiction, if we can go there, it's better to have that type of thing. Like, you know, you're so jazzed by doing something that's actually healthy, happy, fun. You hopefully entertain, you educate, you inform, and you get informed too. So
there
that's,
you go.
That's
and,
the
I, and I love doing my radio show because I feel like it's school on air, and that's what it's all about. All right, we're going to take another really quick break. When we come back, we are going to be talking about Casa Pacifica and, of course, Wine, Food, and Brew Festival. And, of course, we have that coming up. This is their 23rd one, and, of course, that's June 5th. So stay with us. And I would love to give something away right now. How about, let's see here. How about a Lure Fish House? If you haven't experienced their seafood experience, oh my gosh. Ventura, Camarillo, Westlake, and now in Santa Barbara. I've got a gift certificate for you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show as we enjoy their production of Clarence Darrow, playing May 25th through June 12th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This one-person tour de force is based on the life and landmark cases of the great, controversial trial lawyer who at one time commanded over $250,000 for each case. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900. June 25th through June 26th, Ross Emery Entertainment presents the 8th Annual Roadshow Revival, a celebration of American roots music. This music festival will feature 75 vendors, 50 pinups, 100 hot rods, motorcycles, food, and beer, top-notch rockabilly performers, Johnny Cash tribute acts, and even a kid's corral. So bring your family, a blanket, or a lawn chair to the grassy fields at Mission Park in downtown Ventura. This event is very family-friendly. To purchase tickets, visit www.roadshowrevival.com. Revival.com. That's www.roadshowrevival.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're going to be talking about Casa Pacifica Wine, Food, and Brew Festival. And we got Julia Thiessen on the line. Julia, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. So glad to be a part of this. And again, every year it gets so much bigger and better, and it's already great. So tell us a little bit about what we're going to find. And, of course, this is the 23rd annual Casa Pacifica.
Yes. So it's the 23rd annual Casa Pacifica Wine, Food, and Brew Festival. This year we're really excited to announce our hosts, the Zarley and Van Heusen families, Nevers, Palazzo, Packard, Wildermuth, and Winner, Conoco and McValley Oil, and Premier America Credit Union. And the festival will take place on Sunday, June 5th from 1 to 5 at Channel Islands University.
Wow, and that's great. And, of course, what a beautiful campus to have this at. And so tell us a little bit about who you are.
So Casa Pacifica is a crisis care and residential treatment center for abused, neglected, and at-risk children. So all of the proceeds from this event help fund our programs and services that we provide for the children that we serve that have experienced an immense amount of trauma.
And where are you guys located, Casa Pacifica, and, of course, the foster care and all that?
Yes. So I actually work on campus, which is actually right by Channel Islands University. And then we have satellite offices on Flynn Road, and then in Santa Barbara and Santa Maria.
Wow. And I kind of wanted to give the background first so that everybody can know that this is such a great cause to be a part of. I know I have four children. I've donated a lot of clothes there, but there's so many things that people can do. I know around Christmas I go and get gift certificates and donate them and things like that. And I know this is one of your biggest outreaches that can really help everybody. But if somebody was wanting to help Casa Pacifica and the foster children, how would they do that?
So they can contact our main number, which is 805-366-4040, and just let them know what they're interested in, and then our receptionist will transfer to the appropriate department.
And Julia, do the kids actually live there? How long do they end up staying there, or is this more of a transitional?
So we have our emergency shelter, which is we try to get them back within their family or a foster parent within 30 days. And then our residential treatment program is a bit of a longer stay. So it really ranges from person to person, but it could be about 8 months to a year.
Wow. And how long has Costa Pacifica been around?
Since 1994.
Wow. And who was the founder of it?
Steve Elson, our CEO.
Wow. So question, I know you guys do a lot of different events, and this one you've won awards for. It just is like, I mean, it's grown to no end. Why do you think this one's so popular?
I think our event is different from others in the fact that it's an all-inclusive event. So once you enter, you don't have to pay for anything after that. You can taste and sip as many samples as you would like. And I think the campus really where we have it is really pretty and makes kind of sets the surroundings for the day.
Right. And how big is that campus? Do you know?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Yeah, but how many vendors do you, I mean, it's like the biggest one that, you know, around. I mean, it's kind of like everybody wants to grow up and be a Costa Pacifica food and wine, right?
Yeah, so we have about 85 food vendors and then about 40 breweries and 40 wineries.
Wow, that's great. Okay. You know what? Will you stay with us? Because I want to come back and talk about what the attendees are going to expect and experience, and then just find out who all the vendors are going to be there and kind of talk about the silent auction. There's so many things to talk about, but I wanted to like have everybody have a chance to really know the background of Costa Pacifica so that, you know, they would know what a valuable, amazing event this would be.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking about Costa Pacifica Food and Wine and Food Brew Festival. And, of course, that's June 5th and 1 to 5. And, of course, I invite you all to be there. We're going to tell a little bit about Costa Pacifica Angels and their mission. And so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
The 30th Annual Ojai Wine Festival, Ventura County's premier tasting event, is returning to Lake Casitas on Sunday, June 12th from noon to 4. Admission includes unlimited tastings of over 60 wines and 30 craft beers. Join us for an afternoon of live music, amazing food, artisan vendors, and the best selection of beer and wine on the California coast. VIP and general admission tickets are available now at OhioWineFestival.com. Proceeds benefit local and international charity projects. Don't miss the 30th Annual Ojai Wine Festival, Sunday, June 12th. Visit OhioWineFestival.com today.
Being supportive to a friend is a good thing. Volunteering for your community is a good thing, too. What about supporting people you don't even know? Casa Pacifica Centers for Children and Families invites you to do a good thing and have a great time doing it. The 23rd Annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival is Sunday, June 5th from 1 to 5 at CSU Channel Islands. Oh, it's a thing your taste buds will thank you for the rest of the year. Sample to your heart's content and your tummy's limit from restaurants, caterers, bakeries, breweries, and wineries, and all for one all-inclusive ticket price. Ask about the VIP tent presented by Wells Fargo. All proceeds fund programs of Casa Pacifica Centers for Children and Families. For tickets to the Casa Pacifica Angels 23rd Annual Wine, Food, and Brew Festival on Sunday, June 5th, go to CasaPacifica.org.
That's CasaPacifica.org. Sponsored by the Zarley and Van Heusen families, Premier America Credit Union, Nevers Palazzo, Packard, Wildermuth & Winter, Conoco Oil, McValley Oil, and Gold Coast Broadcasting.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here today on the Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. I do want to remind you of our morning shows and, of course, everywhere we talk about all these great events that are happening. And, of course, to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, our newsletter, our podcast. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We'd love to give back, and we'd love to be a part of all these great events that are happening. And I do want to remind you that we're talking about Casa Pacifica Wine, Food, and Brew Festival. We're talking with Juliana Thiessen. And we're talking about June 5th, 1 to 5, unless you get into your VIP tent. And Juliana, what time does that start? 12?
Yes, VIP entrance is at 12.
At 12 o'clock. And what are we going to find? Let's start with that right off the bat, and then we'll kind of go through all the events of that are all outside of the tent.
Okay. So VIP entrance includes our Mastro's Steakhouse entrance, which is a champagne reception, and then Mastro's serves their food in there, and then you get in at 12, which is earlier than everybody else, and we have a separate VIP lounge presented by Wells Fargo, which includes plated events by Chef Jason, the Bread Basket, the Bloody Cure, 2088, we'll be making drinks with Channel Islands Distillery, and Magna Vino Cellars will be in there this year. And we also have a separate photo booth in there. And it's really an awesome atmosphere, and it's really great. And I think it's definitely worth the investment.
And what is the investment amount?
Say that again?
What is the investment to get into the...
So right now the tickets are $250.
$250, wow. Okay, perfect. And it is an amazing party that you felt like you were invited to.
Yeah,
I totally agree. All right, and then when we step out to all the vendors, talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes. So this year we're partnering with 911 Wine Company, and they're bringing a fire truck to serve Fireman's Brew out of, and a wine, which will be really neat to see.
Mm-hmm.
And then some other vendors that we have the Lab Brewing Co., and they actually won our beer competition last month. We have Surf Brewery, Lori's Lemonade, Cass Winery, Scoops, Barrel House 101, Ascension Cellars, Wood Ranch, just to name a few. And then we also have another photo booth out there. SoCal Photo Booth will be there. And we have a Total Diva Designs who can engrave your wine or your beer glass if you're interested.
Oh, there you go. Very cool. And now what will the attendees expect to experience music-wise?
So we have Westquave Live and Vanessa performing again. And then in our VIP lounge, we have Sound Effect.
Nice. Okay, great. And so music outside, music inside, food outside, right? I mean, of course, strawberries with bubbly when you walk in, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And vendors, as far as selling and silent auction and all that stuff, tell us a little bit about that.
So the vendors don't sell anything, so it's all inclusive.
Okay.
We still have availability if anyone is interested in signing up at their restaurant, winery, or their brewery. And then we have a great silent auction, which is actually online already. We're doing it online so you can bid from your phone.
Okay. I saw that. Great idea.
Yes.
And I think,
yeah.
Did you do that last year too?
We did.
Yeah. Okay, great. And so what sort of items will we be bidding on this year?
We have some golf experiences, some spas, some Mexico trips, wine tasting.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Restaurant. It's kind of like there's something for everybody, right?
Correct. Yeah. It's geared towards everybody, families. Ladies' day out, everything.
Yeah, there you go. And so, Juliana, let me ask you a question, okay? Is how many people do you expect to be there?
About 4,000.
My God, I know. Is that crazy? Wow. And now, is that bigger than last year, or have you kind of kept it a little, you know?
We've kind of had the same attendance the past 2 years, so we're expecting about the same this year.
4,000, okay. Parking, and talk to us a little bit about that so that it's so convenient to get there.
Yes, so VIP actually has a separate parking lot. So once you purchase a ticket, you get a specific colored parking pass,
mm-hmm.
and you can just follow the signs to your parking lot.
Okay.
And then general admission is the same as last year. You enter in on University Drive, and it's right to your right. And there's parking signs, there's signages everywhere, and there's people, you know, directing you.
Okay, perfect. And, of course, we're talking about anybody that's just joining us right now and tuning in with the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. We're talking about Casa Pacifica Wine, Food, and Brew Festival. And, of course, how much are general tickets?
General admission tickets are $125 right now.
Okay.
And then we will be selling them at the door for $150.
Okay.
And VIP we won't. So those are advanced purchase only.
Right. So, okay. So is there still VIP tickets to be had?
There is, yes.
Okay, perfect. Where do we find all of these?
So you can purchase tickets online at cpwinefoodbrewfest.com.
Okay, great. And can you talk about some of the vendors that are going to be outside that, you know, that repeatedly come back every year for all their great food? I know that, you know, just everybody's out there having a great time.
Right, yeah. So returning vendors, we have Market Broiler, Magna Vino Cellars, The Hitching Post. They're bringing their restaurant and their winery. Yolanda's, The Sugar Lab, Ojai Beverage Company, Barrel House 101, Bread Basket, and Missy's Cupcakes, just to name a few. Returning.
Wow, there you go. That was good. And so do people bring their own chairs? Do people bring their own blankets? Just so people can kind of get an idea if they have never been there before.
Unfortunately, we don't allow any chairs to be brought in. So, yeah, just prepare yourself to be wearing sunscreen and comfortable shoes.
Right.
Because it gets pretty hot out there sometimes.
Right, but there's places to sit if you're not in the VIP, and there's places to sit, obviously, in the VIP, right?
Right, yeah. VIP really has the majority of the tables and chairs, so if you would like to sit down, I would definitely suggest going VIP. General admission, there are some chairs, but it's mainly in the VIP.
Okay, great. And again, we're talking with Juliana Thiessen. And Juliana, tell us about Casa Pacifica Angels and their mission.
Yes, so the Angels are absolutely wonderful. They're a group of volunteers who organize 3 annual fundraising events and host our 4 children events. So last night we actually just had our prom, and it was an all-around-the-world theme. And so all the girls were dressed up in these beautiful dresses, and the boys were in their tuxes, and it was really fun to watch them get so excited. And Roadrunner Shuttle donated a limo, and they got to drive around the campus in a limo. Yeah, it was very sweet.
And are all those dresses donated?
They are, yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, I want to be a part of that next year. Wow. And here's these kids that thought, you know, they're kind of out of their element, I would say, and yet they have something to look forward to, right?
Yeah, definitely. These parties are such a great experience for them. You know, for some of them, this is the only prom that they will attend.
Right.
And it's all ages, so we had, you know, kiddos from 8 to 18 there last night.
Oh, God, and where was that at?
It was at our campus? In our gym.
Oh,
yeah.
That is so great. And do they get flowers and all that?
Yes, we had red roses, and one of our angels had one of her friends donate corsages.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah, it was very sweet.
Very cool. All right, and so that was last. That was this week. What else happens, you know, from the angels?
So they also host a end of summer party, which happens at Calamigos Ranch, where it's just a day of fun festivities. And then they have a Halloween party, which is in our gym as well. And then they host Christmas parties throughout the whole week before Christmas.
Wow. Okay. And if people want to get involved, because I know many hands make little work, you know, you always need volunteers, correct?
Definitely, yeah. If they want to get involved, they can go to our website at CostaPacifica.org and click on the Volunteer tab, and it has information about the Angels, any on-campus volunteer opportunities that we have as well.
Wow, really good. All right, again, I do just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. And, of course, we're talking with Juliana Thiessen. And, Juliana, how long have you been with them now?
Just a little over 2 years.
Wow. And so just from you looking at the brighter side of what you do, what have you taken from it and just kind of really getting into, you know, the hearts of these children and all the benefits that you've been working with?
Yeah, so it's a great experience. I love working here on campus because I get to see the kiddos on a regular basis and I get to be reminded why I'm doing what I'm doing. You know, when I'm stressed out, I'm like, okay, this is why I'm here. Yeah, it's a really great organization. I love the mission and I love working here.
There you go. And what was your major that you went into that?
I was a recreation parks and tourism major.
Okay.
So it was
a little different,
an emphasis in event coordinating.
Wow. All right. Well, you do a great job. And
thank you.
Yeah. And I love it. I think that it's just such a great cause. There's so many people that are doing such great things, and I'm so excited that they're all right here and, you know, to share all these with everybody. Again, tell us again, $250 for VIP, $125 for general, right?
Yeah.
And June 5th, 1 to 5 at the Channel Island, help me out there, college, right?
University.
Thank you, university, blah, blah. And tell everybody, where is that located again, and give us the website.
Channel Islands University is located on Lewis Road in Camarillo, and the website to purchase tickets or any event information is cpwinefoodbrewfest.com.
All right, great. And again, tickets, if you want to, donate anything, is that right, for the silent auction? Or
yeah, we're still taking silent auction donations and exhibitors.
And you are? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
So, okay, there's room for everyone out there, and I'm telling you, you're not going to want to miss this event. Again, June 5th, 1 to 5, and again, get your tickets. It's so much fun, and it's just, there's so many things to do and so many people to see there. So, again, Juliana, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
You got it. All right. We are almost at the end of our show, and I just want to go over all of these great events that are happening right here. One is congratulations again to the city of Ventura for winning first place in the 2006 in Woodland National Mayor's Challenge for Water Conservation. And a huge thanks to Ventura Water for presenting the challenge and actually following through with it. And for more information on Ventura Water, go to www.venturawater.org. Also, we got Circus Vargas returning, and that's the Central Coast and the world premieres of Illuminous. And of course, we've got tickets for that. I'll actually throw out a pair right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. They're actually going to appear at 3 Central Coast locations. That's May 26th through July 11th, and that's Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo. And all you have to do, if you don't win tickets here, go to www.circusvargas.com for more information. Also, June 25th and 26th, come see Ross Emery Entertainment. And of course, they're presenting their 8th annual Roadshow Revival, and that's a celebration of American roots music. And the music festival will feature 75 vendors, 50 pinups, and 100 hot rods, motorcycles, food, beer, top-notch rockabilly, and its performers. Johnny Cash is tribute acts, and even Kids Corral. So to bring your family a blanket, lawn chairs, and head over to Mission Park in downtown Ventura. And this event is very family-friendly. So if you don't win tickets here, I'll throw out a pair of tickets for that right now, too. You can go to www.roadshowrevival.com. Also, we talked about the 30th Annual Ojai Wine Festival, and that is Ventura County's premier tasting event, and that is returning to Lake Casitas on Sunday, June 12th. From 12 to 4, and admission includes unlimited tastings over 60 wines and 30 beers, and of course, live afternoon music, amazing food, artisan vendors, and the best selection of beer and wine on the California coast. And so there's VIP and general admission, and all you have to do is go to OhaiWineFestival.com for more information on that. And of course, all these events are, you know, for charity projects. And of course, today, if you haven't already gone out there, you have another chance to go to today to the 33rd Annual California Strawberry Festival. And that's today and tomorrow. I will be out there at the Berry Baby contest, and that is going to be so much fun. So I hope to see you out there. If you see me, stop and say hi and tell me that you listen to our show, so we can share that with you. Tom's going to be out there too, and we've got all that's happening over at the Meadows of College Park in Oxnard. And if you haven't already got your tickets, general admission is 12, seniors is 8 seniors, and we've got lots of stuff there. So if you need any information, go to strawberry/fest.org for more information. And of course, Surf and Suds is happening today too, and that's 55 Breweries over at the Ventura Harbor right there. So again, I'm telling you, just go check all these great places out. We are at the end of our show, and of course, I want to end it with a moment of happiness. Never let a stumble in the road be the end of the journey. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and have a really great rest of your weekend. There's no need to stay home. Go visit all these great events, and again, Elise, Tom, have a really great weekend, and I'll talk to you later.
Let's go surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.